you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the Big Friday. Bang! Friday edition. We're here. We've made it through another week of ISO people. The Friday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Dave. G'day, guys.
Here we go. I love a Friday. We're up and running. It's slightly festive, isn't it? We're kind of skipping around, looking out the window, going,
good. It's ISO Friday.
It's ISO Friday.
And now you can see people with social distance.
We'll talk about that in a minute, what you're going to do. Hey, a big show, Clown of the Week, I love, full as a goog, as per usual.
I love this segment, Mickey, your idea, and what's not coming back.
What's not coming back after coronavirus.
And tell us what you think.
People have really bit on this, and we're getting some great suggestions. We should keep a master list, I think, on our website.
So, we're talking to the Lord of Music in Australia, in the world, Michael Gudinski, the master of his domain. Yes,
What's he flogging this time?
Well, I tell you what, the Homefront television program
it was a ripper.
Extraordinary. Yeah. There's a live album released, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it because that's one of the best grabs of Aussie music I've ever seen before for such a great cause, supporting our frontline workers in coronavirus times.
Good. It's been too long since we caught up with Dave O'Neill.
Awesome.
So his podcast gone bonkers, apparently.
He's
having over a million downloads. We'll talk to him about that. He'll be gloating, no doubt. He's like a
it's
podcast
not like
mogul.
Him usually, but
no, he does. He throws his weight around. Shape his arsehole is the phrase. Most springs to mind.
He's probably driving in now, worrying about that.
Bad parenting, Jane. I don't know why I always link you to this, but it just feels natural.
Yeah, I know you instantly, and yet I link you to a bad parenting.
I've got plenty of stories.
If you've got any bad parenting story up your sleeve, particularly in ISO times.
Oh, there would have been millions.
There's got to be something popped up.
Yeah. Bad school, homeschooling. That's one.
No,
we had a whole heap of stories we didn't get to yesterday. We may get up to them in Gone Wild, but we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through, as we always do. Oh, the week in review, by the way. Maddie's been out the back whacking away all day trying to cobble something together. I reckon he'll have something together. Dave, thin ice today. Rude and out of line on yesterday's program.
Play it for me quickly.
Carrying a yellow card into today's program. You want to be on your best behaviour.
I'm very sorry.
What about you, Jane? Any news you bring to the table?
I've got a really lovely postie, by the way, and he's quite...
The hardest working postie in town, I'd say.
He is. He's so bemused, and he always says, "How's Mick treating you, Jane?" I said, "Very nicely, it's all right." Some amnesia products have arrived.
Good Lord. What
have
you
got
now?
When I got knocked on the head and I had amnesia I was in hospital doing some ordering because I couldn't sleep.
Yes.
Okay. So it was April 20 when I had
the mysterious items just started turning up in your house because you were ordering them and not remembering you'd ordered them.
That's right. Here's this one that's just arrived. Can you read this?
Oh, Jay.
Mini sewing machine?
Yeah.
It's tiny.
It's tiny. I bought a mini sewing machine. But, you know, I've always got hems to take up of pants for children. And I've got to whip up a Logie's dress at the last minute.
What goes through the mind of a woman who buys a mini sewing machine? What are you going to do, start a mini sweatshop? Have you ever sewed? Did you have a sewing machine?
I used to, when I was a young girl, I had a sewing machine. I got one for my birthday.
You know, I'll get back into it, but I'll wean my way back in with a mini...
And sometimes I have to take dresses in. Sometimes you buy clothes and you want to make them bespoke. You want to make them fit. Whitney knows what I'm talking about. Sometimes you're in between sizes and you buy a bigger size, then you take it in so it fits you properly.
Machine.
All right, wait for this next one.
You know what I call that? Hard rubbish.
I've got more. Two arrived.
There's something else.
Yes.
What's this?
Okay. Can you read this?
You know what? I can't. It just says I am.
Designed with love.
Hang on.
Oh, it's a pregnancy pillowcase.
Oh, God.
But I actually ordered the pregnancy pillow.
Jesus.
As well. And it's huge. Because when I had the fall, I couldn't sleep because I had a neck brace on. I thought, this is terrible. Yeah. I'm just not sleeping. What am I supposed to do?
You should just leave that out. I'd like to see the look on Sitchy's face when he comes. What the hell?
Let's just say that ship might have sailed.
The pregnancy.
Technically, I thought it would be a clever thing to have with a sore neck, and I'd sort of, you know, try and maneuver myself.
It might appear in your next dream about Andy Lee.
Oh. I don't think so.
A potato salad pregnancy.
No. I am. I'm probably old enough to be Andy's mother, so let's not be silly about this.
Do you know what we should do? We should advertise all of these. We should give these away as prizes on a show.
Yeah.
You can win one of Jane's
amnesia
purchases.
I am to have behind me in my ISO granny flat, as you call it. I'm adding a shelf. Oh, gee, I wonder where I can get a shelf from. I know.
Oh, hang on.
How about this screen top shelf? That I also bought online.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I bought a screen top shelf that you hook onto your computer and you add another addition. So maybe I'll make a little shrine to all
the
things I've bought
online.
If
you get tired, you can have a little doze on your pregnancy pillow.
I'm going to do a little display.
You might have to turn down the jellyfish lava light.
Hang on.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're officially in.
Oh, yeah. They look dead.
Okay, you need to have a lie down. It's Friday. We'll get
you
home
safely.
It's
Friday. I need some help.
All right. Okay, it's Friday and we love Fridays. It sets us in a certain mood.
It does indeed. And this is our Friday song as well. We think it feels good for the day.
It's a Friday song.
Celebrate.
It's the Cure. And up next, it's Clown of the Week.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Stars.
Like a curry for the cup. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up. Pull off of me. I'm naked.
Clown of the Week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car. Fast.
Now's a good time to sell your car. A lot more cars back on the road. It's like a brand new start. Give them a call. They'll take care of business. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say this? Why don't we kick off with the sad passing of Alan Jones?
He hasn't died. You said the sad passing of.
He'll be dead in a week. Well, no, some of these radio guys.
We say farewell to.
Yeah.
He's a gone. Broadcaster who has had a really good run.
Yeah,
he's had a good run. He's been quite a significant broadcaster. Mm. He signed off on the show today. Let's have a listen.
And to Laura Brannigan, I should have thanked. We were friends all those years ago. Laura has passed away, and that's the reason we chose the song as we did. So she always knew, and she blessed me for that. So, Laura, I'm thinking of you as well. All the best to everyone out there. Thank you for your company, and we'll see you somewhere, I'm sure. All the best. Goodbye.
Laura Brannigan.
Final word. Like he really thought that through well, didn't he?
Last person thanked was Laura Brannigan. I have a relationship with because I was in a movie with Laura. It was a two-hander.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean two-hander? No. That's not what I mean.
Laura Brannigan.
Laura Brannigan.
I know that film. I've seen
Backstage.
I've seen Backstage. Well, where were you?
Did you think I was good?
I don't remember you. Well, you were not the romantic male lead.
It's in a crowd scene in the theatre. But if you look
you're
closely,
an extra.
You know, I'm a John. I'm like a young Marlon Brando.
You're an extra in what scene? What did you have to do?
Yeah.
How did she die? How did Laura Brannigan die?
I'm not sure.
I can't recall.
Yeah, we'll find that out.
All right. Well,
maybe Dave she jumped a sock in it. Who knows?
Right.
Hey,
that's
by the
a very
way,
bizarre song to choose, may I just say. Gloria is a very triumphant song. It's very self-reflective, don't you think? About himself. It's not a song that's...
It doesn't spring to mind, does it? You don't go, I saw that one coming. Hey, the tributes have been flowing in for Alan Jones, and this will disturb you, Jane, because he's on your lover boy list. You think he's fantastic, but he's covered himself in. Roger Federer has sent in a moving tribute to Alan Jones. Have a listen,
Alan. It's Roger here. I wanted to wish you all the very best for what's to come, and many congratulations on an amazing 35. Your career in the media business. Take care and all the best. Bye.
Hey.
What's that service that I got, Charlie,
cameo.
Cameo. Isn't that just like a cameo message?
No, in fact, he went to a lot of trouble. The original version, he was on the piano.
Alan, it's Roger here. I wanted to wish you all the very best for what's to come.
That's him playing.
Congratulations on an amazing
He is a renowned pianist. Career.
He loves to play in these jeans. He likes to sit at the piano.
He's very sensitive.
All right, that's got the ball rolling. Anything worrying you, Jane?
Well, shall I? I think, no, let's take a change of pace. I'm going to talk about Labour of Love, the new song.
Now you've unveiled a beauty here.
This
goes straight into the pantheon of greats for reality TV.
Oh, my God. This was released into the US last week on Fox Network. Right. Yeah. The premise is a 41-year-old divorcee who never had a child wants to have a baby. So what does she do? She goes on a reality show with 15 other potential sperm donors, basically. Eventually impregnate her so she ends up with the baby. And it gets really down and dirty straight away. This is Kristen Davis, who hosts the show. She's from Sex and the City, who played Charlotte. And she basically tells the guys, I'm sorry if any kids are listening, that they have to have a tug. And when was the last time they had one? Have a listen.
Fertility tests are greatly impacted by activity levels. Raise your hand if you have done something like this in the past 5 days.
Yeah, what's today? No, shoot. Right here.
That's all right. It's no shame.
You liars.
Okay, good. All right.
Bunch of liars.
And the rest of you liars, raise your hand too. Right here.
Oh, okay.
So initially
TV's come a long way.
Yeah, TV. It's really classy. Yeah. It's a show to aspire to. I hope one of my children aspire to be on. That's how I become a grandmother, really.
That show
to have a child go on a show like this.
The show would be a lot better if she had to get pregnant the traditional way and there was 15 of them. It'd be great.
One at a time, I think.
Hey, can we mention, while we're mentioning reality shows, I'd like to put The Voice in there.
Voice. Why?
Well,
There's a few reasons, probably.
One of the contestants is Guy Sebastian's brother.
What?
Who does that?
No.
I'm a judge on the show. Let's get my brother in.
This is awkward, awkward, awkward.
Both of them
should have refused to agree to this.
Like Grant Denyer having the Denyer family on Family Feud.
We can only have one Malloy on air at a time.
That's right. And he's stolen my look.
Who stole your look?
That's my thing, the check shirts. It's the front
Sebastian
bar.
Sebastian was wearing a flannel shirt. Let's have a listen, shall we, with his brother doing a blind audition. And, of course, Guy knows who it is.
It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way.
Oh, my God.
You're happy without me.
I mean, he's got to get through as much as he can, surely. Yeah. We've got a few calls coming in.
Yeah.
We have a few calls. Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take them when we get back. 1-3-3-5-3. We're on fire here.
Who's a clown?
Of the week.
Yep. Thanks for sellmycar.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A little later, Dave O'Neill and music guru, legend, entrepreneur Michael Gadinski is going to join us as well.
Fluffy's pillows too.
Oh, he's the best. And he always goes off the rails when he comes on.
He was good back in the Skyhooks days, I thought,
back in the 70s. You know,
back in the 70s, he owned his town. Just let it go.
He is a good sport.
He's a ripper.
That's what he is.
We're doing Clown of the Week. Normally we do Trump. We cover something to do with Trump. Just assume it's done. We do have something Trump related, though, Jane.
We're
clowning Mark Zuckerberg. Clown him.
We are.
Trump
has called out the whole premise of Twitter because Twitter is censoring him, I guess you would say.
Well, it's not censoring him. It's just saying check the facts.
Asking for facts.
It's just saying you might want to check the facts here.
Yeah, all right.
Letting you know. So, little asterisk next to what he says.
Our mates at The Chaser have posted something. The article has gone viral. The actual tweet has gone viral.
It appeared on Facebook first, which is his own platform, I think is what.
Okay, you ready?
Yes,
this
please.
Is what I'm going to read out. This is what they said. In quotes, social media should not fact-checked posts, says child molester Mark Zuckerberg.
Jeez.
Okay. We have had that run by Legal, by the way. It's gone
I think they've made their point.
Yeah, that's it.
You think they made the point? Yeah. 1.2 million people viewed the article on the website since 4 a.m. this morning, says Charles Firth. Now, that is the point they're making.
Yeah. It's the whole point.
Of course.
You can't absolve yourself from responsibility.
I think that's incredibly clever, what they've done there. Yeah. So.
If I print something and publish it, I'll be in trouble if it's
wrong. That's right.
Yeah, I just don't want any responsibility, these pricks.
Don't talk to me about Facebook. I've not been on Facebook. I shut down my Facebook
page. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
I think that Mark Zuckerberg is not a decent human being.
Well, we have rules on radio to broadcast that we have to adhere to. Why don't they have to do the same thing?
The nerds have won. Yeah. Hey, can I... no, that's the whole thesis. The nerds have won. They sit there in Silicon Valley and run the world now.
Wow.
Yeah, we took our off the ball, lads. The jocks out there.
They're big fakes. That's what they are.
Yes, they are. They're open for business. Hey, can I would like to clown the astronauts, Elon Musk astronauts, for their costumes.
Oh, that's tough. Costumes? Why? That's not very
fair. Because it looks like we're sending Daft Punk into space. There, I said
these.
It.
I would love to run into one of those astronauts. I love a man
Fashion
in
Week. Coming down a runway with Jean-Paul Gaultier.
They're very chic. They're very
even the monkeys, even the original space monkeys would refuse to wear those. They are terrible.
I think they look fantastic.
All right. Who do you want to clown?
Let me see. Who are we going
Poo jogger. What about the poo jogger? Oh,
there's a Melbourne poo jogger.
What?
There's a Melbourne. I think we've got the set now, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
We've got the set now. Let's have a listen to the news report.
Caught on camera, the man in exercise gear stopped just by the corner before 7 a.m. Calmly putting down his drink bottle, he takes a quick look around before dropping his pants and going to the bathroom. Then without hesitation, he pulls up his pants, grabs his stuff and walks away without wiping.
Oh, please. There's too much information.
Can I just say that a journalist, based it's a career and you train... Yep. And you get to the pinnacle of your career.
It's very hard to get into journalism.
University. And then you have to go and cover the poo very jogger. Then snapped one clean. Snapped one clean and pulled his pants up.
Make sure you include all the details.
You can hear it in their voice. It's come to this.
Yep. That's
not
ridiculous.
Bad. Jane Kennedy, I'm clowning you. You, for the broadside I copped on Studio 10 this week, and in particular, the picture of me in my underpants.
There it is. No, I'm going to take that picture out. It's distressed my family. My children are in therapy over it.
Here's the grab.
And they go, why do you have Mick like that?
Yeah. Here's a grab from Studio 10.
I think we all feel safe in the knowledge that every afternoon you're in the very safe hands of the caring, sharing Mick Malloy.
You know how much I support you girls and this show. He's rotten about you. I tell you what, he's just a menace. I do the show from this little study. I have my little shine to Dave Grohl from Food Fighters.
Oh, yes.
And it's really annoyed me. So he did ask if I could have a framed picture of him for this interview, just so that I could share the love of him with you girls today. So here's the picture I've chosen of him.
Oh God. Too much information.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I said, can we find a picture of Mick in his undies? And we had about 20 to choose from.
Of course you did.
So that's also pre-corona lockdown. So he's looking very trim.
Well, consider the love shared, Jane.
Ooh, about that's five a very bad reaction there. From those girls. Yeah. They really
about
were
about five drive-bys in there. And thanks for throwing me under the bus. He's horrible to you guys.
You're welcome.
They wouldn't know.
Oh, my God. You are shocking about them. So,
I'm still clowning.
But how about Dave?
Dave, you are
you're gonna get
on the list. You're yellow carded for your insolence yesterday on the show. Play it.
I liked it.
Play it. But I like to kiss my bowl too.
Oh,
I like
to,
where are you? Homer Simpson.
Like Jesus in The Big Lebowski.
I see more of like a Fred Flintstone sort of.
Me too.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
You have been warned. Can I tell you something?
What's
you will pay for that.
Okay.
And you will.
No, you won't pay for it.
He will pay for that. He'll be back in Shepparton this time next week.
I beg your pardon. He'll he's be doing 40. Rob
he'll be doing. He'll be doing 40-minute music marathons up on the Murray.
Big music event. He is the only person in Australia qualified to host
you,
Rob
Jane.
Thomas.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Special.
You're going to join
tomorrow
us, Mick. You're going to come into the chat.
No, I didn't.
What do you mean?
No, no. You're just, I'm above that.
It's Rob Thomas.
Dave.
Rob Thomas.
He doesn't know how to log in.
Yeah. I don't like the Rob Thomas.
Hey, we've got a quick call. Can we? Have we got time to go to a call for a clown? Let's go to Cameron. Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, g'day, Joan. I'm going well. I just wanted
You've been on the line. You've been holding for a long time, buddy. Okay. So good man. Thank you.
Oh, that's right. There's not much else to do at the moment.
Go ahead. Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown my 18-year-old son, Hudson. I asked him to go to the laundromat to grab the bedding out of the dryer, and he had to ask John, the bloke of the laundromat, which ones are the washing machines and which ones are the dryers.
Come on.
Okay, I'm applauding that because I've had the same question in my house when I've asked to put some laundry on. Which is the dryer and which is the washing machine?
Hey, that's a slab of Brick Lane coming your way, big fella.
It sure is, Cameron. Thanks, mate.
Well done.
I think we might have to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay, we will. Are we coming back? Is it Gadinski time or are we doing something else? What are we doing?
What's not coming back then?
Oh, let's do that.
Gadinski, so if you've got an idea what's not coming back, why don't you get involved? 133353.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Michael Gadinski is going to join us in the next few minutes. Then Dave O'Neill in the second hour of the Week in Review. It's a Friday, Kennedy Malloy, with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We're loving it. Time for a bit of this.
And now, it's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
The Conga Line.
You've been listening to another installment of... That won't be coming back after...
It's going to go away.
Coronavirus.
Who's going to hook up for that?
That's a good point.
It's in a nightclub or it's in a... You're dancing, there's sweaty people, and you hook onto the person in front of you. So much fun.
Yeah.
Do you know, I usually feign a panic attack when I see that coming.
You see the conga line heading your way?
I literally S my pants and I go and hide in a corner and go, get me out of that hell. So thank God
it
I won't miss that.
It is gone. Can I do another one?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry.
And now it's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
Borrowing a sleeping bag.
You've been listening to another installment of That Won't Be Coming Back After...
It's going to go away.
...Coronavirus.
Right, we can
you
do
don't know the
interesting
connotations
stuff.
Of that.
Hey, but you would. Why, are you going to jump into someone's... Why would you?
That's all I live for. I have about 15 sleeping bags.
Yeah, well,
I've got a sleepover happening tonight. I go, here you go, boys.
Yeah.
You're
going to have a cluster. There's going to be a cluster at your house.
It won't be. All right, I've got one that I've heard this is a legit consideration by the AFL in Australia. You ready?
Yep.
Barracking at the football.
No.
Where's my tag?
Why? On what? No, we're out with the
barracking
tag. We're just
at
doing
the football.
Them now.
All right, you cannot shout, scream, barrack because spit comes out and you have to be silent now if you've got a footy match.
That's my advice.
I'm just saying, mate, someone will come along, a blue coat guy will come and tap, tap, tap and say, excuse me, Mr. Malloy, you'll have to zip it, buddy, because there is no... Yeah. No, well, that's a fact, because it's airborne.
Mm. Not happening,
please,
Jane.
Please explain.
If you can't,
not
you're
happening?
Outdoors. If you can't be outdoors and shouting...
But I'm saying shouting is bad. It's going to go away.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I'll tell you another one, too.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, this is terrible. This one
you're ruining everything.
Kevin yesterday rang from Parramatta. Mm. Oh, shout out to Kevin Parramatta. Karaoke.
Oh my God! Oh, really? This is a nightmare. For
why?
You, Jay.
Why karaoke?
Because everybody. Next up, please. Here's the microphone.
Bring your own mic. Bring your own mic.
Who has a spare mic in their pocket
when
they're going out?
I'll take a mic to a karaoke.
That is so upsetting and depressing to me because I love
karaoke. If I can't do my
karaoke
song, I don't know what I'll do.
What is it?
I can't remember.
Every song is his karaoke song. Don't be
Maybe
stupid.
Like that.
Don't
can I do another one?
Sure.
Yep. What about sharing the box at cricket training? Now, when we grew up
that?
As kids, every boy, everybody,
oh,
you go
we'll
to training and there's a training kit and there's a couple of boxes in it and then you shove it down the front of your pants. You go in the back and then you pull it out. It's what happens.
I like it.
It's what happens.
Go to Rebel Sport and buy your own box.
I can't because I'm putting all my money into Elvis Presley's.
Yes.
Oh, his jockstrap.
Should we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Tracy, what's not coming back after coronavirus?
Oh, definitely bobbing for apples, Mick.
Bobbing for apples. Tracy, you're on the money, Tracy.
You are freakish. That is bizarre.
Well, all our callers going to Rod Thomas, by the way?
We've over-allocated now, so no. We've got prizes.
So they're not going to Rob Thomas?
Well, that ended yesterday. Well, that's all done. Today is prize packs from Kennedy Moore.
What else can we give Tracy?
Oh, well, we'll slap a brick lane for Tracy if you want us to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, happy with that?
All right, Tracy.
I'm very happy with that.
Good on you, Tracy. Bobbing for apples works for me. Todd, what's not coming back?
Public change rooms and exchanging, bringing back clothes.
What do you mean? So are change rooms in a shop, in a retail shop, where you pop some pants on and then put them back on the shelf?
Interesting.
A perennial disease of women who buy things, bring them home, try them on, go, oh, I'm a bit pudgy for this, I better take it back, and then get their money back. That's what you're talking
about,
Todd?
That's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, you don't know what your environment at home is like, and it could be your coughing, sneezing over those clothes. They put it straight on the
couch. Oh, you've really thought this through, haven't you?
Well said. Let's keep moving. Andy, what's not coming back?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I reckon the old Bushman's blow.
Oh, of course. Man. The finger over one nostril and letting it rip out the other. That's an Australian tradition.
Yeah.
That one upset me.
I did it this morning.
It's like Australian version.
Why do you tell me those things? Okay. That makes me feel even like I'm on a scale of 1 to 100.
No, in the shower.
Hey, we all do it in the shower. Am I right, fellas?
In the shower?
Yeah, of course.
Am I right?
My God.
Of course you do. It drains.
I grew up with one sister. I don't know what this world is.
Ah, Bushman's blow, a bit of waffle stomping. Get out. Rob. Hey, Rob. Thanks, mate. Rob, what's not coming back?
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. G'day, Todd. Hey. Dave.
I reckon, Rob, like your drive-by, mate.
What's not coming back?
I reckon mouth-to-mouth's not coming back, so if you drown at Bondi, you're stuffed.
CPR!
You are, because I had to be saved from Bondi. I was caught in a rip at Bondi.
Really?
I didn't have to get CPR. Yeah, I didn't have to. Well, I feigned it because he was a really good-looking guy.
But that's true. You'll be sitting around watching a guy flap about in the pavement, and you go, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Hey, good one. Good thought, Rob.
Very good one. Good stuff,
Rob. We've had great calls, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay, we'll hold the other ones and we'll come back and do them another time.
But up next,
you won't go missing.
Michael Gudinski to join us after this. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have the Song Whisperer. He's coming up soon. Dave O'Neill. Week in Review still to come. It's Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Let's check in with a friend of the show. He's still in ISO, probably driving his beautiful wife mad. The brains in the operation, the magnificent Sue Gudinski. Here's the other half. Michael, how are you, Michael? What are you doing? Paint the picture.
I've just cracked a pure blonde, less carbs.
Nice.
I'm very tired. First of all, I've got to congratulate Jane. Great job. Teskey Brothers album, the first live album to go number one since AC/DC in 1999.
That's
did she really do a good job, Michael, or is this just being showbiz polite?
Well, you
How would you rate her performance?
He doesn't watch me. He's got no. He doesn't care about.
You are kidding me! I sent you the most gorgeous flowers. And you sent me
a lovely
note.
I got the most beautiful flowers of all time, and they're a pride of place in my home. And I wanted to thank you so much for those. Michael.
Never been on the receiving end of anything like that. Thanks, Michael.
You've been on the receiving end of enough. Let's not discuss it on here, Mick. We were younger then, as Ed Sheeran would say.
All right. We'll continue this off here.
So, and the State of the Music is one of the most successful, honestly.
Congratulations, Michael.
And a great tonight, team behind it. Yep. Episode
tonight's
five,
show, tonight. Mate, it's a couple of specials in there. I thought Ash Grunwald was the surprise of the week last week with Kate Sobrano. And,
that was cool.
And tonight, I'm not going to give it away, but let me tell you, there's some beauties in there, and I'm just loving it.
Yeah, the Rubens, Abby Dobson, who I love, Joe Camilleri and the Black Sorrows.
Oh, wow.
There you go. We love someone like that. Nick Sister and the Milano Electrica. So Nick Sister, we know, lives in Italy.
Ray Burgess been there?
No, shut up. Summy for Kate as well, who we love.
Shut up.
I'm a bit concerned you've got Timmy Blackwell co-hosting.
Something for Kate was recorded and introduced by the governor at the governor's house. And she spoke well.
She's a cool chick.
No, she spoke and she says, here's something for Kate doing monsters. It was fantastic.
Well, that's unreal. And you've got, hosted by Jane Gazzo, who's brilliant. You've got Timmy Blackwell. God, where you
well,
got to,
listen,
we got to
give
another...
we've got to give the opposition a run. Fair's fair. I mean, I'm going to I've got to get my records played.
He's a businessman.
Now, Michael, but you put on.
You're enjoying a Friday knockoff, Michael.
Yeah, he just said that. You're
enjoying a Friday knockoff.
He said that. The home front. I'm getting, I want to get to the home front, Michael.
Yes.
The home front.
Mick, can you shut up and let Jane talk, please?
Thank you.
Oh, it's all
Michael knows I'm the brains behind the operation. The home front was broadcast on the 25th of April. And it was to commemorate Anzac Day and also pay respect to the frontline workers during COVID.
Sell it.
I don't even need to sell it because it was so brilliant. It sent goosebumps up and down my spine. And this is going to be released as a live album. Is that not correct?
Bang! There it is. I'll buy
that. Can you possibly shut up, Big Seriously? I'm calm today. I know I had a go at you a couple of weeks ago. If I'm such a regular guest, I'll donate my fee to charity. But in all seriousness, for Support Act, there's a triple album vinyl coming out.
Oh, wow.
It's
like
unreal.
The first album I ever did on Mushroom before you were all born, which was Sunbury 73.
Yes.
It's packaged
Sunbury,
like
awesome.
It is, and one of the vinyl, we're making the vinyl in Germany, everything else here because we want quality. One's yellow, one's green, one's black. An incredible package, and the CD comes out with the old school 6-page booklet.
Well,
it was
I would
one
like
of
to
the
buy
greatest
that.
Events of all
it's
time.
It's not how I would have done it, but it's okay.
No, it's brilliant. I'll tell you what I loved. Michael, can I just tell you, one of the highlights for me,
getting angry with me now.
Was Mark Seymour and James Rain, and Mark Seymour's daughters, who are unbelievably beautiful.
Well, you're so right. And with James Rain, Mark Seymour actually smiled twice, which I was very happy about.
I know. Don't
and
worry.
His brand new album is out today, so
it
he
is.
Would love it. And
that
I'm
is
sure
why
he's
I've mentioned
to him.
We're going to play the single, aren't we, sometime soon?
We are going to play Mark Seymour's new single. Also,
I'm very impressed. Did Fitzy approve that or Mickey Mart?
Delta Goodrum and Colin Hay have put out a version of Land Down Under, which is stunning. And I've been wanting to play it, and Mick won't let me. But I can't wait
to higher management. Mick doesn't run the show, Jane. This is a liberated show, I thought. Mick, can you calm down? That is an Australian anthem. And let me tell you, I've never been the biggest Delta Goodrum fan. My wife has been. And her performance on that show made her performance on COVID look
she's unbelievable. Hey, how you been going in ISO, Michael?
I've been driving my wife nuts. I've got the great artistic photo of every bottle of red wine that I reckon I've drunk 75% of. I can only blame Sue
for
25%.
Today, I reckon.
Excuse me? I'll just open the beer, if you don't mind.
Yes, and it's a blonde and it's low carb.
Possibly answer the question properly. Yes. I was under the sheets for 3 days. My whole live business, as other businesses, completely shattered. Yes. The home front and the state of music have kept me busy, so I'm not thinking about it. And I'm one of the few people that I've walked past the gym for 10 years. I've actually been boxing and training, and I've lost 6 kilos.
Oh, well,
and my pants feel great. Are you listening to me, Mick? I've lost 6 kilos.
That is fantastic, Michael. Good
yeah, well, 150 bottles of red wine. I don't think it's that many.
Yeah, there's a fair bit to go, but look, well done on.
So,
my apologies for my.
Hey, we've got to go. Thing. Well done,
you
Michael.
Go
and have a
knock-off.
Get
ready for the footy next week.
Yes.
I'm going to MCG for a secret thing tonight for next week's show.
Right.
See you guys.
Good
thanks,
on you,
Jane.
Mate.
The State
See
of Music
Michael.
Tonight. You can check that out on Facebook and YouTube. That was Michael Gudinski. Up next is a Song Whisperer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Dave O'Neill coming up soon. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy.
All right, Song Whisperer, it's a Friday. I don't want a tale of woe.
Not a tale of woe.
Okay, I want something ebullient. Something uplifting, something that's going to carry the day.
I might let you down then.
Synopsis, please.
This song takes place on the first or the seventh day of the week, depending on how you keep track of days. This guy has been misled. He's been told mistruths. He's thinking he's wasted a lot of time listening to his partner's BS. So he's hitting the road. He's catching a southbound rail-based mode of transportation.
He
ain't coming back.
He's gone.
Gone.
Oh, what about Hall & Oates, She's Gone? One of the best songs ever.
Hall & Oates, underrated.
She's Midnight Train gone. To Georgia.
Hang on.
Not Midnight Train to Georgia.
She's Gone, Hall & Oates.
Don't have
Dave.
What in there?
My baby takes the morning train.
We'll get there. No, it's not. No, my baby takes the morning train.
What about Bare Naked Ladies? It's been 1 week since you looked
at me. Don't be stupid, Dave. Okay.
You've had that one cue.
What about Gypsy Kings?
Oh.
I wish.
When we come back, my songs will be ready.
Nice. Righty.
It's in Hall of Notes. 133353, Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And shortly, we'll be joined live in the Kennedy Malloy studios by the legendary Dave O'Neill.
Well,
always a pleasure
exciting.
To have him on board. What else, Jane?
We will also have a bit of bad parenting. If anything in ISO has occurred where perhaps you may have done some bad parenting.
Done something.
I've got a few stories up my sleeve, not for mine particularly.
The ones you can remember.
In the news about bad parenting, let me know.
All right, we'll have the week in review. We may get to a couple of gone wild stories, but we'll just see how we go. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we're going to start at the top with the Song Whisperer once more. Refresh our memories. Synopsis, please.
This song takes place on the first or the seventh day of the week, depending on how you keep track of days. This guy has been misled. He's been told mistruths. He's thinking he's wasted a lot of time listening to his partner's BS, so he's hitting the road. He's catching a southbound rail-based mode of transportation, and he ain't coming back.
Hit the road, Jack.
No.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good guess, but not.
I've said She's Gone by Hall & Oates. She's gone,
oh, play that on this show again.
I beg your pardon?
This is a Hall & Oates free zone.
It is not a Hall & Oates free zone.
What about when it really gets up and going? She's gone. There you go. Hit the high notes.
Okay. I'm using my veto.
That's my karaoke song.
I'm using my veto powers to get that off.
All right. Use them. Use them.
Hall & Oates.
No, don't even go there. Plenty of Triple M people love Hall & Oates.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Like they like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, you're trying to maintain they like Toto. You are.
They do
so,
love Toto. Toto's the number one.
Jane.
Africa by Toto is the number one requested song by males over the age of 35 in Australia.
And it's a guilty Gina pleasure.
I stand by that.
All right, let's go to the calls. Lizzie. Lizzie.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, that sounds a bit mysterious.
Yeah.
Is it Wait Me Out When September Ends by Green Day? Ring out the bells
again. Like we I think I've got a slow version.
Oh, I've gone to sleep.
Is that a live version?
I have.
As well?
I'm for the wrong version.
But no, that's
we
how
know
it
the
goes.
Song. That's the song.
That's the song.
It's not correct. Okay. Slow
that
or normal
not
speed.
One of their more inspiring songs, I have to say.
It's a bit of a dirge.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin's got an inspiring song. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, Jane?
Oh, my God. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
With no judgment, because I love them. Do you like musicals?
Yeah, I like some of them.
We're on air, people.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm good, mate.
Because this song is just awesome, and it's a big stagey, it's a big theatrical song. Tell us your song.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's correct because I don't know if it's going southbound. I'm taking the midnight train to anywhere. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that feeling. Yeah.
It's a banger.
It is a banger.
It's a banger. I love it.
It absolutely is, but it's not correct.
Oh, dang it.
See, I like the way Justin introduced that too. He almost a bit of touch of the DJs about that.
I like it too. Yeah.
I'd be very nervous if I was doing
Justin. Justin's theatrical.
The way he's behaving at the moment. Hey, Justin, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, mate. Well,
thank you, Justin.
Thank you, mate. Friday night, mate. Cheers.
That's
thank you.
All sorted. It's on Mickey.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
Mark.
Thanks, Justin.
Mark, what's your guess, mate?
Yeah, good.
Come on.
I'm thinking AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
You see, he's wasted a lot of time listening to his partner's BS. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So he's hitting the road via a southbound mode of public transportation.
And he ain't coming back.
Yes.
No, not going
to. Oh,
sorry, Mark.
Oh, bad luck.
Oh, well, Mark.
Frank.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Oh, Frank, you've got someone. Mick is a big fan of
he
this
is.
Guy.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, what's the song
Fantastic
you think it is?
Artist.
I thought it might have been Rod Stewart, Downtown Train. Will I see you
tonight? Great song. Come on. Hey, we're all going to see Rod Stewart when he comes out, aren't we?
Oh, of course.
I'm guessing Rod Stewart's not been, he hasn't been on many trains in the last 50 years.
No. I was on the same boat as him in the Caribbean. I don't want to talk about it because he was on it before I was on it.
That's weird. Okay. That's weird.
There's some good stories there.
That Mystique we're talking about.
Not right.
Don't ever mention Mystique.
Bring that word up.
Especially now, all this stuff, the Epstein stuff. Coronavirus and Mystique. Well, the Epstein stuff and all these new revelations are making me nervous again.
I'll never mention it again.
The Epstein stuff. Let's go to the Song Whisperer. Is Downtown Train by Rod Stewart correct, Song Whisperer?
No, it is not.
Bad luck. Good effort.
Gosh, they've been good callers, though.
They've all had a red hot go. I like it. They're smart. Right.
Matt, I feel good vibes from you. Mm. What song do you think it is?
I think it's Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots.
Leaving on a southern train. That's a mode of transport.
Sure
I'll
is.
I'll give you that.
Only yesterday you lied, mistruths. Waiting on a Sunday afternoon. That's either the first or the seventh day of the week. He's correct.
Hey!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Matty. Did you get some beer?
Guys. Well done, mate. You got a prize coming your way, prize pack. You got a case of Brick Lane, courtesy of Kennedy Malloy as well. Well,
Nick, you're not impressed?
Thanks,
if you live in the Blue Mountains, you got plenty of time doing nothing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hey, you clapped out old hippie, are you?
I'm getting there.
Good on you, mate.
Well done,
thanks
buddy.
For playing.
Dave O'Neill to join us next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, is it time to introduce our guest? We love him. It seems like ages since we've caught up with the big fella, but he's on deck right now. Say hello to Dave O'Neill, Australia. Hello, Dave.
Hello. I've missed you guys. I'm fresh from, I've done 9 weeks of homeschooling. So that's been awesome.
Fantastic. What else have you been doing? Hey, mate, congratulations on your podcast. You've just passed a million downloads yesterday. Yeah. Which podcast? Somehow related.
Somehow related with Glenn Robbins, and he has given me permission to tell this story. I'm laughing as I think about it. He visits his mother in a nursing home, and she's like 96 years old. She's going very well. Yeah. But he went to visit her the other day, and she said, "You got to step out of the room. I've got to use the bathroom." So he stepped out of the corridor, and another elderly lady who was visiting someone said, "Hello, what's your name?" And Glenn said, "My name's Glenn." And she said, "And how long have you been a resident here?"
Fantastic. Now, there is a
That's
theme,
a dangerous
though.
Place for Glenn to be at his age.
There is a theme that you boys like to talk about, and I totally relate to this, and it's food. Whitney, our producer here, has been listening to your podcast, as we all have, but she thought it might be a neat idea to sort of get all the mentions of food just sort of wrapped up in one nice little bundle. You would wrap fish and chips up, I would imagine. Let's just have a listen to your references.
I've just been out of the shop and bought 3 sausage rolls and a pie and a roll, because the sausage rolls are the very kid-focused food.
Sausage celebration day. I was sitting next to a guy and I'd had 1 sausage. Then I had 2. Said to the bloke next to me, "How many have you had?" He said, "I've had 6. So I went on to have 6 sausages. If you want to work out how much weight you've lost, if you've lost 1 kilo, just think of it as 10 fat sausages.
Guys trying to open a jar of pickles. We've got leftover pizza, not pork, and ham and bacon.
You're a bacon guy. Too much of it bad for you, a little bit of it okay for you. The most popular toasted sandwich, toasted ham and cheese.
I would add tomato too.
Tomato gets hotter than the ham and the cheese.
No, I like tuna, cheese and tomato.
What?
I like those cheap pizzas with the shredded ham. I love it.
Is there a food that you're not passionate about?
I'm not a fan of duck.
No, I don't like duck. And Brussels sprouts, I don't.
No, I love Brussels sprouts.
Oysters, I don't like oysters.
No, I love most seafood. I love prawns. Crackling. Hey, you got any cheese? You got beetroot?
Cup of coffee and some bit of chocolate.
Teddy bear biscuit. And if you go and flash a Tim Tam or something.
Selena has said to me, "When a man comes to the house, we'll have the Tim Tam."
That's all just in the last episode, by the way.
No.
That is not. Yeah. You're joking. Dave.
Do you ever forget you're on air? Do you ever forget that you're on air and you're just chatting?
Dave, I will say that you have written one of the most brilliant books of all time. That is, it basically everything tastes better crumbed.
That's true. I'm obsessed by food, but I'm fat. Glenn Robbins, I saw him with his shirt off the other
day.
He often whips it off. It's not. Yeah, there's not an ounce of fat on. I reckon he must sit home. He must have a big glass of Metamucil every night or something. There must be laxatives or.
He's done Pilates with Sting. He's done yoga. He's done yoga with Sting. Yeah. He knows
he moves
what it's
his
all
body,
about.
Mate.
Yeah. That's so incredible.
There it
wow.
is.
Well, you know,
nice
speaking
reflection.
Of. Speaking of that story of the sausage rolls and pies, because I've been doing Zoom gigs from home.
Yes, how's that going?
Really? Zoom gigs? How does that go?
Yeah. Well, it's quite distracting because sometimes they're during the day for companies and stuff. And the other day I was doing one for a plastics company. But I could see in the reflection, I could see the kids and my partner moving around the kitchen. And I could see my wife, she picked up the pie that I bought for lunch for me. And she put it on a plate. I'm starting to panic because she's plated it up. And then I had to, I was really trying to cut this gig short because I ended up only getting half a pie. It was a terrible day.
Can you tell me, is there something wrong in plating up a pie?
Oh,
he's on air, he can't eat it.
Yeah.
I say yes.
So she stole my pie.
Sorry, I understand now. She was doing something nice for you and panicked.
Well, she originally she was.
No, she ate the pie.
She ate the pie. Who buys a man a pie? Who buys a man a pie and then eats it? That's
exactly.
I'd be going to some marriage counselling over that.
Hey, Dave, I'm interested in the fact that continuing because you're the busiest man in comedy I know. Mm. You do a gig practically every night.
Not anymore.
I know, but even doing gigs on Zoom, how does that work? How does that operate with companies?
Oh, well, they go. I did one the other day for a job placement agency, and they have Friday afternoon drinks, and the CEO just comes on and goes, "Okay, guys, hello everyone around Australia. And now we've got Dave O'Neill," and he just crossed to me in my backyard, and I'm just sitting there.
But that's okay because you're still doing material, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. And then people will put up comments down the text sort of side saying you're doing a good job or that wasn't funny or whatever. But then you just move
online
on.
Online heckling. Online
exactly.
Heckling.
Exactly.
I would love to. I'd love to be involved. If can you zoom me in on one of your next Zoom gigs?
Yeah, I'd love you to be part of it. It'd break up the monotony. That'd be awesome.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get out of ISO? What's your plan?
ISO. Go to the pub. Go for a meal. Yeah. Go and do a gig in Queensland.
Borders are still shut, mate.
Cross the borders.
Because I've been in charge of these three kids, and
you're in homeschooling ISO still.
Yes. Yeah, one's at school. But it is, you get one settled at the computer, then the other one, it was like whack-a-mole. It's like...
I agree.
Well, you've got your hands full, you're still working, you're homeschooling, you're doing your podcast. Who's on this latest episode of...
Debrief, I actually chat to Kitty Flanagan.
What's Sam Pang on?
And Sam Pang. Oh, I talked to Sam Pang, the great man.
Will you manage to get that out to an hour, or will...
Wow.
Only half an hour. His first question is how long did it go for? So,
his first question is
he's a very lazy man.
Dave, we've missed seeing you in person and we can't wait till we're allowed to actually see you ISO. But we're so happy your podcast's going so amazing. And passing a million downloads, that's mean feat. So well done for that.
Thank you. And I'll come in next week. I've only got a temperature of 38 at the moment. So.
Good to know.
That's all right. As long as you don't get to
Dave O'Neill, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What kind of mother am I?
I'm up for a father you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
So somehow this will fit into the bad parenting genre. Actually, I applaud it. Mm. A mum a mother buys a vending machine. She fills it with snacks. And she says it's the best way to get her kids doing their pocket money chores. So she buys an empty vending machine, right? Sets it up in her house, fills it with stuff, and
that's the only way you can get
coins in to get stuff out. If you want a packet of CCs or Succotars or Twisties or Burger Rings,
you need the coin.
You go, I need a coin. Okay, you want coins? How about you take the garbage out? How about you empty the dishwasher, et cetera, et cetera.
Clever.
I think this is genius, actually. So I'm recording.
There'll be a smash and grab on that vending machine in the middle of the night. You come down. There'll be glass everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, I think buying a vending machine is probably going to set you back a couple of grand, isn't it? I don't know.
Imagine looking at that as a young boy and just going, look at the burger rings.
Yeah, just sitting
look
there.
Look at those burger rings.
But it's not a bad idea. I'll go wash the car. I don't mind that one. I applaud it.
I like it. Good. What else have you got? Bad parenting?
Bad parenting. This is a name, a very unfortunate name that people put out to, it's always to Facebook. Mm. They say, what do you think of this? Everybody around me says, don't do it. My last name, married name is Lester, and we wanted to call our child Mo.
Oh, dear.
Are you ready? Just put that together. Mo Lester.
Well, they didn't know it,
right? Well, that's just ridiculous. You can't do that to a child.
No, you can't.
And she said, you know when you have a name, like George Costanza always wanted Seven?
That's right.
As a baby name?
That's right.
And you just keep it secret? And this girl always wanted the name Mo, and she happened to marry someone called Lester? Like you have to say.
Yeah, that's not
going to work. All right. So we get the idea. That's bad parenting, you'd suggest, if you
do you have any thoughts, anything?
Yeah, three brothers, young brothers, allowed a black widow spider to bite them, believing they'd turn into Spider-Man.
So now, I think it's very relevant where these brothers came from.
At some point,
from Bolivia.
The parents have to step in before the boys. Fred, Lenny, put the black widow down.
That's
you
what
won't
I mean.
Be turning into. Yep. Hey, you get the idea.
Yes.
We're on the hunt for bad parenting. Have you got some such example? Give
Feel
us a call.
Free. We're bad parents.
Oh, yeah. We'll
share our bad parenting tales.
Jump on in.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for tuning in. Missed any of the show today? The podcast will be up soon. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Dave, we're doing bad parenting, which is one of my favourite
segments. Phones are blowing up.
It's gone nuts.
That we do, because it makes me feel better about myself, I have to say.
Indeed.
And our phones have blown up. And I think we're going to go straight to the calls.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yes, let's do it. Come on.
Let's go to Daniel in Adelaide. Daniel, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Yourselves?
Daniel, you're an exemplary parent. Tell us what you did.
Oh, I'm a bit of a top parent. Long story short, my wife kept getting new prams. I didn't know how to fold up. And one day I thought she'd taken her six-month-old baby out of the pram. And couldn't fold this thing up. Folded it up, threw it in the back of the car, slammed the door. And the whole time the baby was in the back, asleep.
Daniel.
You're joking.
Do we need to go on? I think we've got it.
Well, I'm sure the baby was fine.
Baby's okay.
Yeah, she's all right now, I think.
She had a very cozy trip home.
Oh, man.
Daniel.
Hey, did you get a bake? Did you get a bake, Daniel?
Yeah, what? Or did you admit it?
Sorry?
Did you get a bake when you got home?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we had a bit of a laugh. baby was all right. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I love a happy ending. Well done,
That's
Daniel.
Wonderful. Thank
Good
you.
Stuff. Brad.
Hello, Brad. How are you going?
How you going? Good, thanks. Yourself?
Brad, a bad parenting tale?
Yeah, years ago, the uncle lived in Morong, just out of Bendigo, and he had a septic tank that had no lid on it. And me and my cousin Stacey were kicking the footy out the back, and I kicked it over to septic, and my uncle told her to go and get it, and she ended up bobbing up and down in the septic for about 3 hours while I tried to dig her out.
Wow.
Okay. So that is a memory that she will hold on to forever.
Oh, mate, she would remember that crystal clear. Was she panicking? Was she distressed?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But every time she come up and she screams, her mouth got full of it.
Okay.
Brad, great memories, great family.
Hey, Brad, brick lane for you, slab a brick lane.
Thank you. Hello, Sue.
Hello. Listen to the guy in front of me. I think mine's a bit tame.
You'll be right, Sue. Let's
go
have
ahead,
a go.
Sue. They're all
Roll
good.
It out.
They're all worthy.
Yeah, when I was young, we had a pencil poker machine. And when the grandkids would come to visit, Dad'd hand all the grandkids a jar of coins, and that was them set for the afternoon. But
now,
he wouldn't
that
play
is
jackpot.
Something. Sue, that is something I aspire to. When I'm
Sue,
a grandmother,
well
I cannot wait to have a fake pokey machine in my house.
this was a real one.
No, it's a real one. He's got a pokey machine. Yeah, kids, have a go at this.
Here's some coins.
Yes,
here's some coins, see if you like it.
Entertainment for hours, Sue. Did you lock any of them up in a car park?
No, never did that. No.
Oh, good.
When I was young, because we used to go to the dogs every night of the week, Dad used to train
who
dogs.
Wouldn't?
And we did you take the kids,
car,
I hope?
We were worried about it.
Yeah, kids would love a bet on the dish lickers.
I'm with you, Sue.
Yeah,
Sue.
Kids be putting down a box trifecta. Well done, Sue.
Thank you. Let's go to Brian in Brisbane.
How you going?
How you going, Brian? What's going on?
10-year-old's birthday. Dad's had a couple of beers. Go to cut the cake. Dad's taken control over the knife with the daughter holding the knife as well. Knife slipped, cut her hand open, let her over the cake. She starts crying. Yeah.
And that's please a great tell birthday. Me this is caught on video.
Make a wish. I wish Dad hadn't cut my thumb off.
She didn't get to blow the candles out, did she?
Yeah. Oh, no.
See, you're a bit antsy. You want the cut cake. You want to cut the cake, and they're taking their time.
10th birthday.
Did anybody catch that on video, Brian?
No,
Brian.
But that is insane. Thank you very much, Brian. We'll send something out to you as well. And let's go to Sean. Sean, you're in Adelaide. You're in Happy Valley. Tell us about Happy Valley.
Happy Valley is God's own country. We're nestled right behind a reservoir. We've got kangaroos, koalas. We've got it all going on.
It's I can't.
Well,
that
sounds
not a correction.
No, it sounds brilliant. I like it, Sean. Are you a bad parent, though?
All right, what have you done?
I used to threaten my lad, who used to play up a bit, to go to naughty boys' school. I come home one day, and he is acting up like he's got his Superman outfit on, and the missus is beside herself. I'm like, get in the ute. You're going to naughty boys' school.
No, I will not have naughty boys' school. I will not have this.
Hang on. No, this is a good one.
It's traumatic.
Hang on. So where'd you go?
So I piled him into the ute. He's darted out the other side of the ute. I've caught him on the other side. I went, get in the bloody ute, son.
You're off to naughty boys' school.
Naughty boys' school. So I've driven him off up into the country, a little place just up past Happy Valley called Clarendon. Beautiful place. I pulled up to this driveway that I've had no idea who it is. It's just this long driveway up into a farm. I said, son, get out. Go up there. That's naughty boys' school. He's got out. He's in his Superman outfit. He's walked up the driveway. I've let him go a couple of hundred metres. I said, two to the haunt, son, get back here. That's your warning.
Oh, Dad. Wow. Dad. Good story.
I am.
We all got threatened with naughty boy school.
I am seriously nearly wetting my pants.
He's 18 years old and he's still acting up.
I like the fact that you've made it. You've got him in the car and you have no idea where you're going.
So good.
Yeah,
it's a great... Well done. Slap a brick lane for you too, mate.
Well done. On its way. Courtesy of Kennedy Malloy.
Well done.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
It's our Week in Review.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a great week on the show. We love it. And on a Friday around this time, we put together, or Matt Dower does, man on the pots and pans, our Week in Review.
We started the week with news of a hot piece of rock and roll memorabilia hitting the market.
Elvis Presley's bedazzled jockstrap.
So far, $50,000 is the top bid.
Made by a fan and worn by him for years until his death.
It's got his initials in it, EP. Yeah. Imagine the treat for the lucky lady when you get home and you're in the boudoir and I get down.
Yeah.
To the bedazzled Elvis jockstrap putty in my hand.
New MasterChef judge Jocks on Frillo joined us.
How do you feel the way we eat and serve food will change post-coronavirus?
I think everyone's going to be really nervous when there's no restrictions and people are sitting in a very busy restaurant. They'll feel uncomfortable.
And no challenge involving a buffet.
No,
I'm guessing.
Exactly.
The buffet's dead. What are you cooking tonight? Is it bat soup? What's on the menu?
And Tom Gleisner revealed his on-camera MasterChef-inspired fashion choice.
Waistline is expanding, and at last week's Have You Been Wardrobe Fitting, I noticed the name on my pants was M. Preston.
Tuesday, Jane appeared on Studio 10 and shocked Kerri-Ann Kenley and Angela Bishop with a pic of Mick in his derps.
He did ask if I could have a framed picture of him for this interview. So here's the picture I've chosen of him.
Oh, God.
Too much information.
Yeah. Kerri-Ann almost died. She almost fell off her chair.
That could happen.
She was so horrified.
Madonna was also causing a stir in her underwear.
She's wearing a very sheer bra, so her nipples are really like... and a very brief pair of black knickers sitting on a chair with one leg up and she's holding another pair of knickers in her hand.
Who looks better in their underwear, me or Madonna? All right, don't answer that question.
Mick suggested blowing out candles on a birthday cake won't be making a comeback in the post-COVID world.
Are you going to sit around and watch a 70-year-old man spit all over it. Put 70 candles out and then divvy up the cake and go, here's your bit.
So we put it to listeners.
What's not coming back?
The Ruby Princess.
the cruise ship.
The egg and spoon
roast. You carry it in your mouth. Licking stamps. I don't think
you've got to lick any more stamps. Russell Howcroft joined us to talk all things post-pandemic and his new podcast, Brand New World.
Did an interview with Zoe Foster Blake to talk to her about her business.
Well, she knows how to market, that girl.
She reminds all of us in the world of brand marketing, the most important thing, it always has been, is you need to know how to write.
I'm just glad that she's good at business because I know she's not happy at home.
Jane introduced Mick to a new reality show out of the States, Labour of Love.
She has to choose between 15 different men to impregnate her, grab a cup each, they go outside, and a mobile sperm bank rocks up.
This is like a Friday night for me. Go on.
The winner is a guy. He's South African, and he actually got a giant sperm trophy.
Sperm trophy?
Well, it looked like a sperm, or it looked like a logie.
And five-time winner of the Labour of Love Lookalike Award, Ray Martin, joined us.
How do you feel about not having logies? You should set fire to yourself out the front of Channel 9, Ray, and go, no, not on my watch.
Well, that was the plan. Now you've headed that off. I like to catch up with people, but I've missed quite a few over the years. My wife, she stopped going. She figured we'd paid our dues on that.
You could say that.
You only expect to do so many logies after that, you go to heaven, I think.
Gloves were off on the border wars, and Pauline Hanson entered the fray in Queensland.
Fighting a dictatorial government.
Tell you what, she's on the phone right now.
Mick, I'm ropeable. And I wanted to let you know that Palaszczuk is acting like a colonel from Hogan's Heroes. First of all, I want you to get off your backside, Mick. I'll sue her. It's undemocratically.
After a 6-week fling, Andy Lee broke up with his Tracky Dax.
If you're listening, I know you don't want me to use pet names like Trackies or T-Rex right now, but I just kind of see you on a non-exclusive basis and you'll probably be just Sunday mornings in a hungover state. You won't get the best of me.
New spacesuits for the delayed SpaceX manned launch caught Mick's attention.
They look like a costume a mum's made for book week. I didn't know whether they were astronauts or entering the Eurovision Song Contest. They're like backup dancers in a Michael Jackson film clip. It's like Queer Eye for the space guy.
League legend Mark Geyer dropped by on the eve of the NRL season return.
Excited as he was as a kid on Christmas Day. How are you, buddy?
It is like the first kiss at school.
Oh, that's a good moment.
How long's it been?
It's been about 45 years since that happened to me.
But, since you watched it.
67 days, but who's counting?
We bring this week in review to a close with a masterclass in talkback radio. On the week's hot phone topic, what's not coming back after the coronavirus?
Where are you calling from, Stephen?
Port Stephens, Mick.
What's the primary purpose of Port Stephens?
Meant to be whale watching, about to commence here shortly. Come on up, we're opening up, getting it long weekend.
Let's move on. Craig, yes. A suggestion.
It's got to be community hall bingo.
Where are you calling from? Is there some kind of... got crickets in the background?
It's probably very wet and all the crickets and frogs are having a ball.
What do you think's not coming back?
He said bingo.
Oh, bingo.
Yeah.
Very distracting.
I'm out of depth here. Dan, what's not coming back?
What's not coming back?
What's the point of the segment? Yeah. Don't act like I've just sprung it on you.
That's all good. Kissing, greeting.
What about cupping a breast? Was that ever in? I don't know.
Let's go back to Stephen from Port Stephens.
He's in Wales. Wow,
what? No, it wasn't. No. Mick asked me what's going on in Port Stephens. Anyway, we all got sidetracked. I ended up doing a promotion for Port Stephens and Wales.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week.
Matt Dow's in a lot of trouble. He made me look silly on radio.
He's really elevated in my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I loved was the bit where you've... nothing was happening, but you could hear crickets. Now, that's normally what you do. You say you could hear crickets as a comedy device, but they were actual crickets.
We love that. And next week coming up, we've got Lloyd Langford, Limo, and my friend, not yours, Daryl Braithwaite.
Wow.
I love Daryl.
On the show. Oh. Also, tomorrow at 10 a.m., is that right, Dangerous Dave?
Yes.
Rob Thomas Garage Session is on, hosted by our very own Dangerous Dave. And the lucky people who've had a chance to be able to hook into this.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a bit nervous, actually. I don't want to stuff it up.
Don't be nervous. You'll be fantastic.
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Don't say that.
I got a really bad feeling.
I will be watching. Mick,
thank
will you,
Jane.
Be watching at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Embarrass the network. Embarrass the network this
I've actually asked permission just while you're off mic there, Jane, if I could use the cowbell, because I know that it's a precious thing that belongs to me.
Don't hit it unless you have to.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
I think it's appropriate. And I will try and tap into the and send a message.
I thought you were doing it too. Why aren't you doing it?
No, because I have...
You said you were going to do it.
I've got an acquired brain injury. And it's not appropriate. That's true. I've bought I've bought a mini sewing machine.
That's right, yeah, too.
Inappropriate.
You've got
content.
Sewing to do. You've got a tiny little sweatshop.
I'm just going to whip up a Logie's dress for 2021.
Oh,
that's
what
I'll be doing this weekend.
All righty.
That's the show. Podcast up in a minute. KennedyMalloy.com.au. Talk to you next week. Right behind again.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.